Friday, July 11, Opening General Session. Any agenda changes made after Braille and print production can be accessed on the NFB 25 app or at nfb.org/convention. Changes will be marked with an asterisk. 7:45 to 8:45 a.m., Overview of the Access Board and the Architectural Barriers Act, Studio 9. Participants will gain an understanding of the Access Board's key functions, which include enforcement of the Architectural Barriers Act, ABA, the law requiring all federal facilities to be accessible to people with disabilities. A brief outline of the requirements in the ABA standards will also be provided. Allison Levy and Sarah Presley, presenters. 8 to 8:45 a.m., Devotions, Studio 10. 8:15 to 8:45 a.m., Registration, $30, Packet Pickup and Banquet Ticket Sales, $85, Salon A. 8:15 to 8:45 a.m., Banquet Exchange, Acadia Ballroom Foyer. Opening General Session, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m., Grand Ballroom. Zoom Meeting ID, nfb.org.zoom.us/j/920194878891. OneCap App Event, ecs.onecapapp.com/event/nfb. Call to Order and Invocation. President Riccobono gavels the session to order. Religious member offers an invocation. Presentation of Colors and Pledge of Allegiance. National Association of Blind Veterans, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, Goodyear, Arizona. Who dat? A welcome from the Louisiana Federation family. 2025 National Convention Host Committee, the National Federation of the Blind of Louisiana. Celebration of Freedom, Veterans Recognized. Roy Stinson, President, National Association of Blind Veterans, a division of the National Federation of the Blind, Goodyear, Arizona. Roll call of states and appointment of nominating committee. Affiliate announcements of delegate, nominating committee appointment, and future convention plans. Reports and resolutions. President Riccobono delivers important information and convention business as time allows. 12 to 1:45 p.m., Banquet Exchange, Acadia Ballroom Foyer. 12 to 1:45 p.m., Exhibit Hall and Independence Market, Napoleon Ballroom, Sheraton. 12:15 to 1:15 p.m., Unlocking Human Potential with Wearable AI, Gallery 6. Discover how wearable AI technology is revolutionizing the way we live, work, and interact with the world around us. Explore the latest features of the Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses and learn how they are empowering people to enhance their daily routines and unlock new experiences. Meta. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., AFB Update, New Research and Opportunities, Studio 8. Join leaders from AFB's Public Policy and Research Institute as they share opportunities on the horizon and the latest research impacting our community, including AFB's groundbreaking work on the impact of AI. Learn how to get involved. Stephanie Enyart and Dr. Ariel Silverman, American Foundation for the Blind, AFB. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., Access Board Section 508 Activity and Information Updates, Studio 9. Join the Access Board to learn about Section 508 accessibility requirements and our latest activities to improve accessibility of federal information and communication technology across the government. Kathy Yang, presenter. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., Uber Town Hall, Studio 2. Meet with members of Uber's accessibility team to share your experiences and hear updates about new features. Brianna Gilmore, Head of Public Policy, Accessibility and Marginalized Communities, Uber. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., Louisiana Center for the Blind Open House, Studio 7. Since 1985, LCB has been a place where blind people build confidence, grow skills, and shape futures. Connect with our vibrant community, students, alumni, instructors, and our team from the Institute on Blindness at Louisiana Tech. And check out the programs that make it all happen. Pam Allen, Executive Director, and the LCB crew. 12:15 to 1:45 p.m., NOPBC Board Meeting, Studio 6. Join the NOPBC Board of Directors as they recap the 2025 NOPBC Seminar and plan for the 2026 event. Cassandra McKinney, President. 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., Islamic Friday Prayer, Salon D. 12:45 to 1:45 p.m., Google's AI Accessibility Tools, Gallery 5. Discover how Google is leveraging the power of AI to create innovative tools and features that support and empower the blind and low-vision community. 1:15 to 1:45 p.m., registration, $30, packet pickup and final banquet ticket sales, $85, Salon A. General Session 2, 2 to 5 p.m., Grand Ballroom, Zoom meeting ID, nfb.org.zoom.us/j/920194878891. OneCap app event, ecs.onecapapp.com/event/nfb. Call to order. President Riccobono gavels the session to order. Presidential Report. Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Access on, through collective action, mobilizing leadership through blind-centered technology perspectives. Jonathan Mosen, Executive Director for Accessibility Excellence, National Federation of the Blind, Baltimore, Maryland. Accessibility, AI, and Community Engagement, a growing relationship between Meta and the Organized Blind Movement. Maxine Williams, Vice President, Head of Accessibility and Engagement, Meta, Menlo Park, California. Co-piloting Accessibility in Partnership with the Blind, Reflections on the Past Decade and the Future at Microsoft. Jenny Leigh Fleury, Vice President, Chief Accessibility Officer, Microsoft, Redmond, Washington. Meaningful Social Security for Blind Americans, A New Era of Opportunities. Frank Bisignano, Commissioner, Social Security Administration, Washington, District of Columbia. Reports and Resolutions. President Riccobono delivers important information and convention business as time allows. 5 to 9 p.m., Exhibit Hall, Napoleon Ballroom, Sheraton. Final opportunity to visit the Exhibit Hall. 5:15 to 6:15 p.m., NFB in the Kitchen Group, Studio 2. Sometimes you need a little spark of inspiration to change your cooking routine. As a community of cooking enthusiasts, strengthening confidence, let's talk food, tools, and cooking trends. Bring your ideas and enthusiasm. Come and taste a few bites from The Cafe. Regina Mitchell, Chair. 5:15 to 6:15 p.m., Public Right-of-Way Accessibility Guidelines, PROWAG, Studio 9. Participants will be provided with an overview of PROWAG, with an emphasis on the guidelines for pedestrian access routes, detectable warnings, accessible pedestrian signals, roundabouts, and other components that are of particular interest to people who are blind or who have low vision. Sarah Presley, presenter. 5:15 to 9 p.m., Inclusive Fitness with Sports and Recreation Division, Salon D. Accessible yoga, body weight training, inclusive movement exercise to keep the body loose and healthy throughout convention. Richie Flores, president. 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., Packaging Accessibility, Sharing Amazon's Learnings, Gallery 6. 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., Packaging Accessibility, Sharing Amazon's Learnings, Gallery 6. Amazon has conducted cross-disciplinary research with disabled customers to enhance packaging accessibility. This led to principles for designers and engineers to improve both printed information and package structure. We'll share findings on making packaging more user-friendly. Dee Wu, Senior Creative Program Manager, Amazon. 6 to 8 p.m., Imagining Our Museum, The Museum of the Blind People's Movement, Studio 1. Participate in a discussion to share your input about the themes and stories that will make up the Museum of the Blind People's Movement. You will learn about the plans for the museum and contribute your own ideas. Note, there is a maximum capacity limit in this session. Allison Tyler, Museum Project Lead, National Federation of the Blind. 6 to 9 p.m., Sexual Health Education Q&A, Gallery 1 and 2. This event features information on reproductive anatomy, identity, healthy relationships, pregnancy, parenting, contraception and family planning, STIs, and sexual pleasure. 6 to 7 p.m., youth, ages 14 to 22 only. 7 to 9 p.m., adults, ages 18 plus. Micah Ball, Ph.D., MPH. 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., Accessibility at Oracle, Gallery 5. Oracle's journey with accessibility is ongoing. We lead by example by collaborating on accessibility standards and building industry partnerships. Oracle is proud to provide solutions that benefit our customers, which meet the needs of our diverse community. Kent Boucher, Senior Director, Oracle Accessibility Program Office, Oracle. 6:45 to 10 p.m., NOPBC Crafts and Game Night, Studio 8. For ages 5 to 12, please note that this activity is available only for children whose parents are attending NOPBC evening workshops. National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC. 7 to 8 p.m., Making Work More Accessible for More People, Studio 2. The unemployment rate for people who are blind or have low vision is 75% globally. We all, governments, businesses, the blind community, Be My Eyes, and its partners, must do more. Learn how we and our customers are helping make a step change in the accessible workplace. Mike Buckley and Brian Bashan, Be My Eyes. 7 to 9 p.m., Communications Committee, Gallery 4. Join chapter, affiliate, and division leaders to learn best practices in communications. We'll explore the tools available to us through our national office and exchange ideas. Learn to effectively use communication to build the Federation. Everyone is welcome. Liz Weiscarver, Chair. 7 to 9 p.m., News Alert, NFB Newsline, now on Android, Studio 9. Join our seminar to master the new NFB Newsline Android app. Learn to access 500-plus publications, including newspapers, magazines, and breaking news for the blind. Get hands-on training to navigate this free audio news service. Scott White, Director of Sponsored Technology Programs, and Jack Mendez, NFB Newsline Deputy Director, National Federation of the Blind. 7 to 9:45 p.m., NOPBC Educate Seminar. Registration until June 30, adults $35, families $50. On-site registration available. For more details, visit nopbc.org. Sponsored by the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, Cassandra McKinney, President. 7 to 8:15 p.m., Workshop Group D. Technology Goals, Gadgets, and Game Changers, Studio 3. Talking to Your Preteen, Ages 8 through 13, Studio 10. 8:30 to 9:45 p.m., Workshop Group E, Mock IEP, Studio 3. Talking to Your Teen, Ages 14 and Up, Studio 10. 7 to 10 p.m., NOPBC Youth Track Session, Ages 11 through 18, Balcony L. Finding Our Power, refer to the Youth Track Agenda for activity details. 8 to 10 p.m., Minnesota Center for the Blind Trivia Night, Gallery 6. Join the Minnesota Center for the Blind for a fun night of trivia. Come solo or with a team. We'll share updates on our transition from blinding to MCB, what's ahead, and how you can support our mission. Alumni, future students, and friends are all welcome. Briley O'Connor, Executive Director, Minnesota Center for the Blind.